Leah Chandler is a businesswoman who recently was nominated for national awards for great work. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Rick.
Leah, can you explain the program Kids Fit Australia?
Kids Fit is our business, and we work with kids and families to basically help them be fit and well for everyday life. One of our programs we run, and which is very dear to our hearts, is basically helping families connect through fitness and wellness. We decided we'd put it online so everybody throughout the whole of Australia has access.
Lee, you made mention it's close to your heart. What is the connection?
Well, we certainly live a busy life, and I'm sure there's lots of families just like us out there. We have two special needs children, three children in total, and we find that we really, really wanted to make sure that the connection for our family was still there and not just to focus on one child that perhaps has some needs. And we wanted to make sure that we use wellness as something that our family can always connect with, instill healthy habits through our whole family. And we thought we could actually teach that on.
Talking about some of the issues affecting children in our community, I noticed one that you highlighted, or actually two, obesity and high anxiety.
Yes, we found that, especially if you look through research, there's lots of health research out there, specifically for Australia and throughout the world. But if you look at the specifics for Australia, high anxiety is there, the high rate of depression and suicides there, particularly in kids and particularly in general family situations. And we wanted to make sure that we worked with the fact that there's a link between that and obesity. So not feeling well, overweight, not having good self-esteem, and just generally not having the tools to actually work with to understand how you can actually take control of your life in regards to being well.
Leah, the awards were designed to recognise the growing number of women who successfully balance motherhood and business. When you throw in some special needs children, your sense of humour is tested at times?
Oh, definitely. You know what? I think my sense of humour's got better. Yes, I think when you have kids melt down in the middle of shopping centres for random things that perhaps other kids might not melt down for, you sort of just find the humour in a lot of things and you look for the silver lining in most things because it's your saviour. So you find a way to actually get through some of those hard things that perhaps you would have had trouble with before. And yeah, just it's good to find the silver lining. I think you really have to look at the glass half full.
Now, the program is not just the state, you're taking it to other areas, and hopefully you might even be conquering the world. Is that right, Leah?
Oh, look, we'd love to think so, definitely. If we can help any families around Australia just feel good and connect and stay together and have a healthy life and actually be responsible for their health is the other thing. We're pretty excited if we can have some sort of impact like that.
And Leah, I suppose you must be seeing challenging situations, not only in your own family, but with other families. It must be very gratifying and for you to be appreciated like this with a nomination.
Oh, we're very honoured. It's something that we've always wanted to do. We've always wanted to work within the community focus anyway. But I think it's nice to know that there's people out there that think highly of our program and perhaps what we do is really beneficial to others.
And Leah, there's a particularly nice little story you'd like to share with us about introducing hiking into special schools.
We had the option to work with a school that's just amazing. They really look after their children. And we worked with the school to basically work with a group of special needs kids that are all varying needs. We set rewards, and it was amazing, the result. They all completed the actual hike, which was actually uphill. It was all stairs. So they did amazing. I guess the thing that came out of that is over the next two terms, the kids were taking responsibility for their health. They were wanting to join in more wellness and fitness activities, and they were actually taking the plunge to do things that perhaps they weren't doing before. So they really got a lot of self-esteem out of it.
Leah, thanks very much for joining us on ABC. Congratulations on the nomination, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you very much. Much appreciated, Rick.